This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. In this episode, I had the good fortune to speak with Deborah Pert from My Mathematical Mind, and I'm sure she would want me to remind you that Black Women Rock Math. That's actually a hashtag that you can follow to keep up with some of her collaborators as they encourage Black women to rock math. Enjoy the interview. So, Deborah, why is it important for you to work with students on their math skills?
Well, the greater question is, if not me, then who? Because there are so many people supporting students and teachers in the delivery of reading instruction, writing instruction, but not as many in mathematics support, especially at the elementary level. So I noticed in my almost 30 years of teaching that students and teachers often felt as if they weren't math people, or they had a fear or anxiety around mathematics. But the thing that I came to know is most people don't actually hate math. What they hate is the experiences they've had with math in a classroom or maybe at dinner trying to figure out a tip. But they also don't enjoy feeling embarrassed or not feeling as if they're quick enough. So it became my mission pretty much to support people so that they can grow in their confidence around mathematics, so they can actually engage with math and discover how beautiful it really is.
So you're looking at helping not only students, but, you know, kind of carrying that over into their real life. Was this prompted by the experience that you had in the classroom, or were you a teacher outside the classroom?
Oh, I am one of those people who literally was born to teach and has been teaching for as long as I can remember. At 11 years old, I even had my own Sunday school class I was teaching. I have always, always, always wanted to share with anyone who would listen. But I remember as a little girl, particularly in math class, if I had questions for my teacher, I was actually silenced. I was told that I was being sassy or that I was trying to be a smart aleck, when actually I was very curious about learning more because I wanted to understand more deeply. The consequence for me was I disengaged with mathematics because I couldn't get my questions answered. So I work with students, but I also think it's important to support teachers who may have had experiences like mine and teach mathematics, but not necessarily with the same level of enthusiasm with which they teach other subjects. So my mission is to support anyone who is interested, anyone who will listen. I can talk about math from here until the end of the earth. Just, I love talking about it because I know that with every attitude that is changed and with every heart that is changed towards the subject, that we create opportunities for students to do things in life that are greater than they could have ever imagined.
Now, what was it that got you started? What was your motivation to create a business around this particular subject and serve students and teachers in making sure that they actually have a strong understanding, and for the teachers that they are able to
provide what's necessary to get that understanding across?
Well, for me, I always felt as if in my classroom with just my little group of students, we were having this rich, unique experience. And other teachers often asked me, how did you get your students to fill in the blank? Why are your students so excited about math? What are you doing in there? So I started to feel as if I had this very small reach, but I could maybe share it if I moved into mentorship. So I did. I started working with teachers, even when I was still a classroom teacher, through mentorship or partner teaching with them, or having them come in to observe what math looked like in my classroom. So with that, I started getting requests from teachers to do it, and then students going home telling their parents how much they love mathematics. That made parents ask me, hey, what are you doing? Can I hire you to work one-on-one? I have another child who could really use you. So I started getting these requests. So I've been doing the work for some time now, but I just decided that if I could do anything, it would be to reach more students. And you reach more students if you reach more teachers. So the shifting of mindsets and equipping with creative strategies for delivery of math instruction makes such a great difference. I knew it was time to actually commit myself to a business that focused on this.
Now, how is it that students and their parents find My Mathematical Mind here in St. Pete? And then I'm going to follow up with asking how teachers and systems and schools can find you. So how do students and parents that know that their child needs help in the area of mathematics, how is it that they're able to find you?
So the easiest way, of course, would be mymathematicalmind.com. I actually have an option to fill out a form and let me know that you're interested in either one-on-one tutoring, which I prefer to call coaching, or small group sessions where you get to engage with other students, same grade level, so that you can have conversations around mathematics. I'm actually offering sessions right now, but the October ones have already filled up, where I work with third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders, and we have monthly math challenges. We have weekly sessions so that in addition to working with me on mathematics, they are having the conversations with their peers and challenging one another. We work on mental math strategies, estimation, reasoning, deductive reasoning, critical thinking. So if they go to the website, which I just recently relaunched to make it a lot more inviting, they can find information about the soft services that I offer. But also, maybe in the near future, when things calm down a little bit with COVID, I'll actually start to be in schools and parents can find me that way, because I'm working with Pinellas County Schools, working with teachers, math leaders, math coaches, and even school leaders to support teachers as they implement new strategies, try new things. One of my favorite things to do is help people overcome their fear with word problems. Yes, I love them. And I have found a lot of creative ways to help children approach them without tears.
Now, how is it that teachers and school leaders are able to find you when they find that they need your help within the classroom?
Same thing at mymathematicalmind.com. There's a form there. So my services that are for schools and teachers and conferences where I'm speaking, like this weekend, it's a virtual conference. FCTM, Florida Council for Teachers of Mathematics, is doing a virtual conference, and I'm one of the featured speakers. So I'm speaking at different virtual conferences. In 2021, I'll actually be offering some online courses. I have a book project wrapping up that'll also be available in 2021. So there will be lots of ways. The other way is to follow the hashtag Black Women Rock Math or visit the Black Women Rock Math website, because I'm also very present there as I'm one of the women behind the hashtag, along with Dion Aminata and Kanika Turner. We all have separate businesses to support education systems, but we also work collectively to highlight the brilliance of students in marginalized communities, as well as Black women in math education, which there seems to be a gap. There seems to be an underrepresentation of our voices. So we have banded together to try to change that.
Now, it seems like you put out a lot of content that's just available online for the education and the tactics that you're going to be offering for My Mathematical Mind. But you put it out there, and I'm glad that you brought up the hashtag, the Black Women Rock Math hashtag. It seems like you put a lot out there as well. Are people able to, or are you seeing that people are taking advantage of the free resources that you offer as well?
Well, that's actually pretty new. We just decided within the past few months to make an effort to build awareness and to get people excited. So right now we're doing a We Rock Math Challenge, which is specifically to celebrate not only Black women in math education, but also Black girls who rock math. We have t-shirts. We are encouraging people to post pictures and videos because we're really, it's a rally cry. Like, let's just get people excited and recognize that there is brilliance among us, particularly at a time right now where I feel as if we are fighting to be heard. So there's that part of it. But then the other piece is that as my own separate business, My Mathematical Mind, I am desperate to get into the local community. So the project that I just started, I'm working on the kits right now, and it is totally free. There will be information on my website once they're ready to go later this month, October. I'm creating at-home math kits, and I'm looking to gift them to Black girls who rock math or who want to rock math, because the school supply list that you see in the stores and that parents are required to get together are designed for the students to have those resources at school. Well, with virtual learning options, as well as just kids needing to be able to do the work at home, I want to provide kits that are for home. So My Mathematical Mind is going to be gifting, just for the start, 20 kits, grades K through 3, including things like rulers and cards and dice, but also math tools like 10 frames and base 10 blocks. And I'm going to set up a way for people to let me know that they have a Black girl who rocks math who's in need of a math kit for at home. So I'm trying. I can't get into the schools right now, but I look forward for the opportunity to go into the transformation zone schools, to go into communities and support and excitement around the learning of mathematics.
Now, taking a look at your background, it seems like you kind of fall into a similar situation as the professional services providers, the lawyers, the doctors who get a ton of training in their area of expertise, but they don't get a lot of the training to or education around the business side of things. So did you or do you have anyone or anything that's guiding you on the business side of My Mathematical Mind?
I do. I'm actually doing some reading. I am attending lots of webinars, but the thing that has most recently impacted me for the building of the business, EJT Consulting, Erica Jordan Thomas, has a business that is designed specifically for educators breaking into the field of consulting. And I took her course, which was life-changing. I learned so many great lessons. Since then, I actually have my official LLC. I relaunched my website. And here's my big one. I am more present on social media, because one of my greatest takeaways was, if you have the greatest business, but no one knows that it exists, it's like not having a business at all. So I've been
definitely right about that.
Yes. And I've been pushing myself in that area because that's not something that came natural for me. And speaking up, particularly as a Black woman in America, I'm reading the book, The Memo by Minda Hartz, which is all about how women of color can secure a seat at the table and be heard. And when you're not heard, create your own table. So I fall in that area where I'm just ready to be heard, ready to speak up, ready to shine a light on the disparities that we are facing. So,
now, what is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far as you've been building My Mathematical Mind?
I would say, other than the lesson that I learned specifically about the marketing of the business, I've learned that, and to take it from an old movie, if you build it, they will come. I did not promote my summer virtual math camp. As a matter of fact, I had no intention of offering one. But the few students that I was working with as the school year came to a close, they decided they wanted a virtual math camp. And if they are enjoying themselves, if they are feeling heard, if they love what you do, they'll keep coming back. We had a blast this summer. We did 8 weeks of virtual math camp, and I had kids in Georgia, Florida, even all the way in Nigeria. We had a student sponsored to join the camp, and that was fantastic. So if you give the people not only what they want, but what they may not even know they need, they're inclined to continue, to come back, to share the information, to invite others to be a part of this wonderful thing you're feeling. Because people don't only remember what you say and what they've learned, but there's also that element of how you feel. And Maya Angelou has a quote that specifically talks about people remembering how you made them feel. And I think that My Mathematical Mind is unique in that, whether it's students, teachers, grown-ups, kids, parents, the way they feel after experiencing math with me changes how they feel about mathematics. And that's the thing that I'm most excited about.
Isn't it awesome when the community comes together to tell you what they need? It makes your job as an entrepreneur that much easier when they know what they want and kind of push you or nudge you in that direction.
Yes. And even when I worked most recently with the Pinellas County Schools math coaches, I was excited. We spent a half day together virtually. And at the end of it, without even knowing it, but just an intuition and a few conversations with Mr. Hefty, he said, everything that we did together aligns perfectly with the vision that we have for our schools, for math in our schools. So it was just a beautiful thing that, based on the things he did share in advance and the experience that we shared together on that day and feedback from teachers and coaches, that we were able to craft this beautiful thing that was what they needed and that was also rewarding for me to deliver.
Now, as you're looking at Mathematical Mind today, here we are talking about the fourth quarter of 2020. My Mathematical Mind is at a certain level. Where is it that you want to take it? And what are you doing to get you there?
Well, that answer certainly has changed in the lovely, lovely year of 2020. But I am still hopeful. I'm still a visionary. And right now, I have a full-time job. I write math curriculum full-time virtually. And I've been doing that for about 2.5 years now. So I love that work, and that project is wrapping up. So ideally, My Mathematical Mind getting 100% of my attention so that I can do more with it, that is my ultimate goal, to be able to invest everything into My Mathematical Mind. For the reach of Mathematical Mind to go beyond local borders, to be national, and quite frankly, I'm already international because of that one student this summer.
Sure.
So to just have a greater reach to change minds about mathematics. The other piece is, if there were an opportunity, and don't laugh at me, I know you probably know about the Magic School Bus. Well,
yes.
I would love to have the Mathmobile that is outfitted with math tools and games, so I can actually go into communities, go into schools, and do math scavenger hunts and provide services in communities, in schools, in neighborhoods that are all around getting people excited about math and having positive experiences. But of course, that will take time. That will take finances. And I right now, I don't have the answer for how to get there, especially right now during this pandemic, but I am hopeful that as I am able to shift my attention from full-time job, mathematical mind, side hustle, that I can shift to my mathematical mind and figure out what next steps I do need to take to get to that point.
Now, Deborah, are you a native here from St. Pete?
I absolutely am not. I am a native New Yorker, born and raised. I lived there most of my life. I moved to Atlanta. I've lived in Connecticut. I've taught in all of these places. But St. Pete is now my home because of the wonderful sunshine, the year-round beautiful weather, and lots of opportunities to get out when we're not in lockdown, going to markets and beaches and festivals. And I just love it so much, even though I'm not a native. And I've only been here just a little over a year, and I've been desperately seeking opportunities to become a member of the community. So I did reach out and connect with people. And ironically, January, I had a birthday. And my goal for the year was to get out more, meet more people, do more things in the area. And then came COVID. So I'm looking forward to a time when I can get back to getting out there, meeting people, and really having a yoga studio that I can call home, just being a part of the community. So I'm not a native, but I'm in. I am in 100%. I am proud to be here.
Now, when you aren't writing curriculum and helping students with their math skills, what are your favorite things to do in and around St. Pete?
Okay, well, I would say the first thing is I just love being outside. I love that I can go outside any time of day, all year round. I have a little puppy. She'll be a year old. So we go out and explore. I live in a beautiful space where I can see water and wildlife, birds, turtles. Just, I love that. But I also love the many, many great restaurants. When they're open, I can't wait to get back into them. But in the meantime, I am doing takeout often. So trying new restaurants, meeting people, going to the beaches, hanging out with friends, and of course, going to any event where Pop Goes the Waffle is showing up.
Oh, right. Isn't Sarah awesome?
She is, and I'm lucky enough to call her friend. She is fantastic and has introduced me to a lot of really great things in St. Pete.
Now, looking into next year and the latter half of this quarter, what are some activities or events that you have upcoming that you want to make sure that listeners have on their calendars?
Okay, well, it's a little different since I am in education and we're always supporting. I would say that not necessarily events, but opportunities. So I do offer monthly math clubs, math sessions. Like I said, October is already filled. I'm doing a third grade, not really boot camp, but just math club. And we'll meet weekly. I also do monthly math challenges for fourth and fifth graders. Sometimes I go younger. I'm always offering one-on-one sessions with students, but my favorite would definitely be any opportunity to have virtual math camps or clubs and get children together to talk about math. So that's something that's always happening. And my website will be updated with those dates and information. Also, like I said, Black Women Rock Math. Right now, we are actually in our We Rock Math Challenge, which you can find out more about on our website, blackwomenrockmath.com. And that is just an opportunity to celebrate Black women and Black girls who rock math. And that's happening right now on November 15th. We will be sharing a special presentation, and we'll also be looking to make a donation, a gift towards supporting some Black girls who want to rock math. And as I mentioned earlier, my mathematical mind is currently building at-home math kits. I'm hoping to go beyond the first 20 that I am offering and continue it. If there is a need for it and if families are receptive, I'd love to keep that going, delivering those at-home math kits. So just for me, there's always something going on with my mathematical mind. And the best way to be in touch is just to visit the website, either the My Mathematical Mind or the Black Women Rock Math, because all of my social media information handles are all located there, and you can always find out what's going on with me.
It's like you were reading my mind and you knew my next question. I wanted to make sure that people were going to be able to find you, and you certainly shared that for them, and I don't even have to ask the question. So now it's just a point where I get to thank you for spending time here on Hustleburg and letting the people who listen and the people in the St. Pete community know more about you. And I want to thank you so much for taking that time today.
You did it. You just listened to Hustleburg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.